The Anchorage School District currently has 8 charter schools. Early in the school term, each one comes to the board with a hefty report profiling the previous year. Last night, 4, Winterberry, Rilkashula, the Alaska Native Cultural, and Highland Tech Charter Schools, profiled in considerable detail their schools. They did not omit their challenges, nor certainly their successes.
These really were the best reports I've seen ever, and I just think you're making huge progress, so kudos to you.
School Superintendent Carol Como's pleasure over last night's 4 reports was echoed by various school board members. 7 of the 8 met federal academic yearly progress standards, a higher percentage than for district schools as a whole, and certainly much better than nationwide for charter schools, where Como says many are privately run or operated under lax state guidelines and oversight. That's not the case in Alaska, where the state legislature adopted strict requirements for charter schools. Each of the district charter schools offer a particular educational approach not available in the regular schools. All require heavy parental involvement. Winterberry patterned itself after the Waldorf methodology with a strong interweaving of the arts into academics. It also operates an active before and after school program for students. Its biggest problem, according to Administrator Shanna Mall, is a common one to most charter schools.
Almost since we first opened our doors, we were too small. So we have 10,000 square feet right now for students, which leaves us one classroom shy.
The temporary solution was to curtail a smaller 6th grade in favor of 7th and 8th, a choice that has impacted continuity. Highland Tech High School is also looking for a new location and more space. Enrollment is around 230 students for the 6th through 12th grades. Principal Dr. Ginger Blackman says it plans to expand its language and mathematics offerings.
Last year, we focused on math instruction, and we saw some really good gains in our subcategories on AYP and did meet AYP for the second year in a row.
2 of the charter schools reviewed last night have a strong cultural component. One is the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School, the only Title I charter school in the state. Title I is a federal category designating a certain percentage of lower-income student families. The school's teaching style is based on Native learning traditions. In 2009-2010, its second year of existence, the school achieved academic yearly progress. For the upcoming year, Principal Diane Hoffbauer points to increasing outside support.
It really has become a community school, and it has made all of the hard work really worth it. It's been an incredible experience this summer to go from spring to opening an entirely renovated building. So please stop by. It's joyful.
The German Arts and Science Charter School, Rilkashula, has enjoyed great success. Principal Crystal Roberts says one example was a national high school competition in German.
10 gold medals were awarded to Alaska, and the Rilkashula children got the top 6.
First place for Alaska was taken by a Rilkashula 4th grader. The school only goes through 8th grade. The board and administration's history with its charter schools has had some pretty stormy moments, including shutting down 2 schools. Board member Jeff Friedman says things have changed.
There are many different ways to serve children, and charter schools are one way.
The remaining 4 charter schools will give their report at the school board's next meeting. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.